for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your words, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. Ooh, I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories you won. I could go on and on and on about your words, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 grateful. It's flowing from my heart, flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Yeah. It's gratefulness. Be grateful. Be grateful. God has not promised me sunshine. That's not the way it's going to be. But a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, a little pain lets me appreciate the good times be. so much, Dr. V. We welcome you to the Master's Call. It is my pleasure. My name is Bonita, and I am here in the state of Ohio to welcome you to our family. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Thank you, Psalmist, for bringing us in and preparing our spirit for what is going to come forth. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done and are doing and will do for us on this day. We appreciate you, Father, so that we know that you are the great I am. Some of us come, Father, here. We have some pain in our heart. We have some things that are going on in our life, Father. But you know what? At the end of the day, we know that you have us. And we're thankful for that, Father. But we're not going to put our kickstand down, and we're not going to sit in that situation or just be comfortable there. We're going to move through it, Father, and learn the lesson and go through it. And, Father God, have a testimony for the test. Yes, we're going to have a testimony for the test because we are grateful this day, Father, this eve of Thanksgiving. We thank you so much for co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts and Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth, Father. We're just going to ask you to just build up in that speaker, our speaker for the day, Father, and build up in them and allow them to just share your word, Father, and put back all of that so that they can do it again, Father. We are your children, and we love you, Father. We just love you, love you, love you on this day that you've given us. Allow us to be joyful, cheerful, and hear the word that's just for us this morning, Father. We thank you on this eve of Thanksgiving. Thank you, family. I appreciate you for allowing me to be of service. My name is Bonita, and we welcome you to our telecommunications sanctuary. This is the Master's Call. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Bonita. Thank you so much, my sister, for receiving us and greeting us this morning. God bless you. God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and this morning I am grateful to be here with you this morning, and we thank you for dialing into this, the Master's Call. See, this call started back over 10 years ago, October the 25th, 2010. So we just recently celebrated our 10th anniversary, and definitely God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. And so we thank God for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to the mission and mandate that God had given them. We also have a scripture reference for this call. It is Psalm 88:13, and it reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every day, Monday through Friday, we gather, even on the holidays, so that means that we will be here tomorrow, Thanksgiving morning. So join us and invite your friends and family to join us as well. But we have been gathering here, and we start the call off in prayer. We end in prayer. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we hear your testimonies in part two of our call. Also, we do have a website. So if you're just joining us for the first time, you had no idea that this telecommunications sanctuary was here, then I invite you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our information for our call, our bios for every single person that is on our call. Also, you will find all of the messages. They've been archived there. So please visit our website. Please comment on our website. And there's also an area if you want to sow a seed into this telecommunications sanctuary, there is an option there for you to do so. Also, if you have been on this line and maybe you have a prayer request, maybe something's going on in your life today and you would like us to be in agreement with you, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. See, we all gathered here together. How you probably say, how did they get here? How did they connect together? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. It would be because of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, which was started by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago. And now he has passed the baton over to his son and daughter-in-law, Alejandro Diaz de Leon and Elvia Diaz de Leon, and now they carry the torch. And there are so many amazing distributors who are a part of the Artist Life family. And so after this call, you could head over to Awareness Wednesday on the morning motivational call. And today, Diamond President Victoria Flanagan and Reggie Flanagan will be the host and speaker there, and they will be talking about a topic that I will give you information on later that will be beneficial for your wellness. To gather there, just dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. But at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I am so excited and elated to bring on this speaker for this morning. Me and her have a for real history. We go all the way back until the 80s. We were in high school together at St. Mary's Academy in Inglewood, California, and God reconnected us 2 years ago in North Carolina. And so I'm so glad that I actually told her about this call, and she dialed in one day, and she's been here, not only here, just greeting us every morning with her wonderful Jesus joy, but she also has joined our leadership team. And so today I have the opportunity to introduce to you none other than
Good morning. Can you hear me, Kongbert?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know if she dropped off, but now we're going to introduce to you none other than the one and only Minister Ruth Smith out of Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Snellville, Georgia. God bless you. Minister Ruth, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Awesome, awesome. It is indeed a privilege and a pleasure to be able to encourage and minister the word this morning on the Master's Call. I greet each and every one of you with the Lord's blessings this morning. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for allowing me this privilege. I am just honored, humbled, and overjoyed. So I thank you. So once again, I'm Ruth Smith. So glad to be here. The title of my message for today will be, O Lord, Teach Us How to Pray. So most of us are familiar with Psalms 23, the Lord's Prayer. And that's awesome, and it's embedded in our souls and our minds. Our parents taught us, our grandparents taught us. Most of us can recite it by heart. But this morning, I would like to introduce you to the ACTS prayer. That's A-C-T-S, the ACTS prayer. Oftentimes, we simply do not have the words to address the many needs and prayers that are requested towards us. As believers, we look first to our Creator, the Most High, for guidance and help. So we'll look at Romans 8:28 that says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So praise the Lord that we have an advocate through Yeshua the Christ that intercedes for us even when we don't have the words. With so much death and destruction and things that are going on in our world today, we need a Savior that can intercede for us, the same as a lawyer intercedes and speaks for you on your behalf in a courtroom. Oh, how great thou art. My former assistant pastor, Reverend Raymond Farr, preached a sermon many years ago when I was a member at New Life Church in Decatur, Georgia. I'm very visual for most people that know me, and I tend to have this long-term memory that remembers all the way back until I was 4 years old. It's a gift from the Lord. So at this time, Reverend Farr was inspired to teach us the Acts Prayer. I had never heard of the Acts Prayer. So I committed this short yet powerful prayer to memory as best I could, and often find myself silently praying this prayer when I felt distracted, uncertain, and needed to center my spirit, aligning my will with the will and purpose of our Father. So the A seeks first and foremost holy adoration. We adore you, O Lord. Revelation 5 and 12 says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that is slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. The secondary follow-up verse would be Philippians 2, 9 through 12, and I paraphrase, Yeshua the Christ is worthy to be worshipped and adored. Next, the C seeks confession. It's said that confession is good for the soul, and it is definitely good for my soul as I find myself confessing and asking for forgiveness daily. Jude chapter 1, which it only has one chapter, so it would behoove us to commit ourselves to read this minor yet powerful prophet biblical book. So Jude 1, 20 through 25, I'll just read 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy praying in the Holy Ghost. And most of us are familiar with James 5 and 15, which reads, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another, and ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And wow. We know that we stand on that word to confess our faults to one another and to pray for one another. That's what we do on this master's call 5 days a week.
Excuse me, Minister Ruth. I am so sorry. I've been texting you. You're coming in extremely low. If you could please, I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but you need to or put it closer because we can barely hear you. You're barely coming in. Thank you. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
No worries. Can you all hear me a little better now?
Perfect. Stay right there. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Well, Lord, be with us this morning. I'm going to get this word out, get out the Acts Prayer. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we just read from James and Jude, the T, which seeks thankfulness. So beyond Thanksgiving that we all are used to celebrating with our families, and Lord knows this year is a little different. You know, it's just so many parameters, and it's just the times that we are living in today. And as believers, we really have to lean to our faith and really lean on the word. Whether you know every jot and tittle, every verse in scripture, we really must lean on what we know, and we were told by the Lord to hide the word in our heart. So even if you don't know the actual scripture or where to find the scripture, you know, we remember that he tells us to hide the word in our heart. So as believers, it's imperative that we walk in perpetual thankfulness. And the songbird so lovingly saying gratefulness this morning, so to be grateful and thankful. And this is why it's so difficult, even when we're asked on the prayer call to just say one thing you're grateful for. Most of us say three or four things because we're just overflowing with blessings, and the Lord has done so much for us, it's hard for us to contain that with just one word. And we are blessed so much. We often state, if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not express our Lord's grace and mercy. And that is oh so true. As we are just, as believers, we are just so grateful. Most people look at us and, yes, we are a peculiar people because we are just so overjoyed and we've been through so much. And a lot of times they don't know our testimony. They see us and we look fine, but they don't know what we just went through, that we just walked out of a funeral home. We just walked out of a tough meeting. We just walked out of an issue with our spouse. We just walked out of hearing that our child is pregnant or our grandchild is pregnant. We just walked out of hearing a bad report from the doctor. We just walked out of not knowing how to make ends meet, you know, having more money than month or month than money. We've all been there. But yet we stay grateful and thankful. I will show gratitude, praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I show forth all thy marvelous works, and Lord knows there are many marvelous works. This comes from Psalms 9:1. So the S in the Acts prayer seeks supplication. Biblically speaking, supplication to me means to ask or pray for something earnestly, like very intently, as best you can with compassion, and you're pouring your heart out with a specific prayer for something, someone, a situation, or circumstance. And Lord knows we need serious prayer, supplication, and often you're here fasting with that as well, especially during these tumultuous times. Philippians 4:6 tells us, be anxious or careful for nothing, but in everything, not in some things, not when things are going well, not when things are going our way, not when our husband or our spouse is doing what we want them to do or our kids, but it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, a grateful heart, let your requests be made known unto your Creator, the Most High, the All-Sufficient One, our Provider, our Leader, our Light in a dark path, our way down a narrow road, our Waymaker, Jehovah Jireh, our Provider, a Healer, Promise Keeper, the One who knows all, the Omnipotent One. He's omniscient. He's everywhere. He knows everything. Nothing catches him by surprise. COVID is a word that must bow down. I say that as Dr. V often reminds us of that, that everything must bow down to the name of the Lord. He is in charge of everything. Our very next breath is dependent upon him. Dr. PK often reminds us of that. And she has gone through many trials, and she's very transparent in sharing that with us. And she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to share the good times and the not so good times, her victory and defeats. But oh, do I appreciate a leader and our leaders, Dr. PK and Dr. B, that share their hearts with us, because we learn from our elders. And this is all a blessing from the Lord. So what I learned today, because oftentimes when we hear the word of the Lord during that particular season in our life, we get one revelation from it. But today I learned, while all the acts, the adoration, the confession, the thankfulness, they are all very, very important and all work in unison together, but the S, that supplication, encompasses or embodies total praise of our Redeemer, our Provider, and our Promise Keeper. So remember to pray the ACTS prayer, especially as we're distracted. That acronym, the adoration, the confession, the thankfulness, and the supplication will get you back on track. And I appreciate everyone's time this morning. At this time, I'll turn it back over to the host I do have more, but I don't want to run over on my time.
You still have 5 minutes, Minister Root.
Well, awesome, awesome, great, great, great. Praise the Lord. One more time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So right now, I would just like to take a moment and pray for each and every family that's represented on this call. I'm sure that everyone, we only have a short time to announce our name and where we're calling from. And I'm sure that there are individuals on this line that are friends, that are family, that are visitors. Maybe they're on the call for the first time. Maybe they're on the call for the 10th time as we just rejoice and celebrate our 10th anniversary. So I want to pray for each family that's represented, especially during these times right now. It is difficult to know what to pray. It is difficult to remember what we've been taught all of our lives. But however, the Lord has forewarned us because he's so gracious and he's so merciful. He tells us what we need to know. He doesn't tell us everything, because if he told us everything, then we'd know everything and then we would be God, and we are not. So he tells us what we need to know, and he's so gracious, just as a gracious father that prepares their child for the world, that prepares their child that there are people that aren't going to like you. There are people that are going to disregard you, dismiss you, hate you, hurt, and even try to harm you. But he is our protection. He is our covering. So I pray on this morning for each and every family. May the Lord add a special blessing to their lives as they meet together for the holiday tomorrow and beyond, Lord. Send your hedge of protection, Father, around each and every home. Let your angels encamp around each and every home. While we're in our cars traveling across town or around the corner to our jobs, to our family and friends' house, or even to the grocery store, Lord, oh, we need thee. Continue to teach us how to pray. Continue to teach us to have a willing and a helpful heart of service, for we are to be your hands and your feet, O Lord. You lead us and guide us. One of my favorite psalms is, Lord, you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. I believe that's Psalms 119, verse 110. Oh, Lord, help us, direct us, guide us. Our faith is not by what we see, and our faith is not even by what we know, because we are all sinful and fall short. We are human. We make mistakes. We are often off of the mark. But our faith is what we know in our spirit, in our soul, the very essence of our being, our spirituality that was implanted. And each measure was given by our Father, the Creator, to everyone. And everyone has a measure. And it's up to us to nurture that measure, to grow that measure, to satisfy that measure with the word of the Lord and learning and fellowshipping with like-minded Christians and learning from others that may not think or look like us, but that have a heart for the one who created everything. Oh, Lord, I pray on this day that we continue to adore and honor you, that we continue to confess our sins before you to healthy people, individuals that are willing to listen and that will link up and follow up with us and pray with us together and agree for your word and purpose for our life, that we remain thankful and grateful at all times, regardless of the situation, and that we pray, fast, and have supplications, specific prayers for those that are in need, and praise reports. Don't forget the praise reports. There's so much going on now that's negative. Remember to stay positive. Project that energy. I love Prophet Kai. I believe it's Sister Candy. She comes on the phone and she says, good morning. And I do that on the phone. And every time someone laughs with joy, Lord, help us to have a joyful heart. And let the words of my heart and the meditation be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are strength and our redeemer. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you all for your time this morning. I hope I said something that will be a blessing to each one of you. I hope something that was said that will encourage you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hold on. The Lord is not finished with us yet. He has great things for us. This will be a great day, as Minister Tiffany says. God morning, God morning. Great day, great day. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister, to the young and to the old that are on this call. Be encouraged. Be steadfast. Always seek the Lord. Always lean on his word. Lean on the ones that are following his will. And oftentimes it may seem that those are few and far, but look hard for those. Pray for someone. Pray for the Lord to send someone to walk alongside of you through this journey we call life. We can't do it alone. We all need each other. Lord knows we all need each other. We need to unify and be on one accord. All the instructions are in the Bible. All the instructions. People say, oh, I raise children, but there's no book for that. I disagree. There is a book for that. It's called the Bible. Train up a child in the way he should go or she should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. Lord knows I was trained up by my mother. And I went the opposite way. But as I got older, I came back. I came back to what I was taught, to what I knew.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for blessing us this morning and for praying over us. God bless you. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction, but let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, my sister has already prayed, and so there's not much more for me to say, but just thank you. Thank you for allowing her to minister to us this morning, Father. I pray right now that you would increase in her and just fill her up until she overflows, oh God, that you would continue to meet every single need according to your riches and glory. And we just thank you for her life. We thank you for her children. We thank you for her businesses. We thank you for the opportunities that will open for her, God. That we thank you for the places that you would have her to go in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. God, we love you and we bless you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we say, God, have your way in us and through us this day. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you so much again to Minister Bonita for seating us and greeting us. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for jumping in because, like I said, I don't know, somebody messing with the satellites this morning and yesterday my phone dropped. So thank you so much. That is what we do here together. We make sure that we cover each and every single one of us are covered. And so we praise God for you this morning. And Minister Root, thank you so much for blessing us this morning. And so I want to let you know that today on the morning motivational call, certified coach, health coach, Victoria Flanagan will be discussing inflammation, and we all experience that in some type of way. So inflammation, if you want to know more about how to deal with that and what products Artist Life will recommend that you use to do that, please dial 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound. We would love to have you all back here to join us tomorrow on Thanksgiving morning here at the same time in the same place. To God be the glory. And it has been awesome for me to allow God to use me this morning here on the Master's Call. So thank you so much for joining us. And Minister Ruth, if you could come back and give us the benediction for this day.
Yes, thank you, Lord. May his face shine upon each and every one. Lord, help us to pray the Acts Prayer. As we adore, confess, and thank, and present our earnest supplications before you, may the Lord bless you all. Have a blessed day. I love you all. Peace be upon you. Amen.